Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We are now starting Be'ezes Hashem, the Gemara, and Dafam Lamed Aleph, which is coming to explain the Mishnah, and Dafam Gimel Lamed Aleph. We go into the Mishnah, Lachav Im Lavdin Esara Ephim. The Gemara asks, my covet. What is the Isser Tim Avnas HaReifim? The Gemara gives two reasons for that one is not Tim Avnas HaReifim. The first Lashonar Beichanan says as follows, that Hocha B'Reifim Chadosh Maskinon, and the Isser is based on that of Neisha Tzara Chavodkan. Like as Rashi explains, Tzara Chavodkan Yuchel Kabel Libunan. Hilkach B'Yantifoy, therefore Nyantif one is not Tim Avnas HaReifim, because the Mapaki, maybe the Reifim will break. And as the Rashba explains, according to the first reason of Rabbi Yechanan, the reason why one is not in Rabbi Nesarefim is based on that, and the Isser is based, as Rashi explains, the Isser of Terech is an Isser Drabonon. That is why one is not allowed to be Rabbi Nesarefim. The second Rashba Yechanan explains as follows, Mepnei Shetzarech Lechasmon, that through Hesek, one is Mechazek, the Reifim, which, as Mepharshim explained, is the Isser of Makev HaPatish. And therefore, according to the second Lashon of Rabbi Yechanan, that one is not allowed to be Rabbanus HaReifim is an Isser Deraisa. Like we see later on in the Gemara, that the Gemara explains that we went in a Braisa, that Echad Soifes HaSakadera, the one that brought the Gedera and put the Gedera on top of fire, is Chayiv, is based on our Mishnah Mishum Libon Re'efim Naguba, like Rish Lakish explains. And we see the one is Chayiv for Libon Re'efim, based on that he is being Mechazik the Kedera by putting it on the fire, and therefore he is over the Isser of Makeh B'Patish. That according to the second Lashon, there is an Isser of him, Neshazar Chachasman, we find a major Machlekes HaRishenim. Rashi understands that thing Mar says Neshazar Chachasman is only referring to Re'ifim Chadoshim. Just like the Mar started off with, that Hachar Re'ifim Chadoshim Askinon. Even the second Lashon, that one is not allowed to be Rabbanus HaRe'ifim is only Re'ifim Chadoshim. Only then do we say that through the Hesek one is being Mechazek the Re'ifim Chadoshim. And so we find in Tesis the Maskal Hacha B'Kteira Chadasha Askinan that only by Kteira Chadasha is there an Isser of Mipnei Shetzorach Chasman. Only then do we have the Halacha of the Mishnah of Ein Malavdin Esar Eifim. The Rambam on the other hand argues. The Rambam Perek Gimel Melchasyontif Halachi Ralph as Magamishnah is Medayik holds that the Isser of Ein Malavdin Esar Eifim applies not only to Chadashim but even to Yishenim as well. That even by Yeshenim, there is an Isser Tim Lab and there are Eifim, because even by Yeshenim, through the Hesek, one is being Mechazek, even Re'efim Yeshenim. That is the Shitza of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that the Gemara says, Re'efim Chadashim, is only according to the first Lashon of Rabbi Yechanan, that explains the Isser of our Mishnah based on that, and Neisha Tzachavatkan. Only then do we say the Isser only applies to Re'efim Chadashim. According to the second Lashon of the Gemara, of Neisha Tzachachasman, Then we say that Isra applies even by Re'efim Yishenim as well. The obvious kasha is, how does Rambam understand that the Gemara explains, Amar Yishakesh, Hocha B'Kdeir Chadosh Askinan, that we learned, Tanya, Echad Tzifes Asa G'deir Es Chayiv, is referring to G'deir Chadosh based on the Isser of Imnei Shetzaruch HaChasmon. If Rishakesh is based on the Isser of Neshazaruch HaChasman, and for that reason one is Chayiv, why does Rishakesh find it necessary to tell us of Hacha B'Kteira Chadosh Askin? According to the Rambam, even if B'Kteira will not be Chadosha, one should have the Isser of Neshazaruch HaChasman. To answer this question, Rambam, we find two Mahalchim. Chavas Yor, in Simon Kof Nun Ches, brings down from the Baal Avedas HaGershuni that says the following Eitzah. He says that even though the Rambam understands that according to the second Lashon, one is over in Isser being Rabbanus HaReifim, even by Reifim Yishenim, but that is only as far as Isser is concerned. As far as Chiyav is concerned, even according to the Rambam, one is only Chayav by Kedera Chadosha. Because the Iker Gemar Melacha takes place with the first Hesek. That's when you have the Iker Gemar Melacha of the Keli, and for that reason one is only Chayav for the Hesek Rishon. From then on, even though one is over in Isser, but there is no longer any chiyuv. And for that reason, that's why Rish Lakish had to say Hacha Bekteira Chadash Haskinon. Because again, since Rish Lakish is coming to explain that we learned in the Braisa, that Echad Seifis is HaGedeira, the one that was Seifis is HaGedeira, he is Chayiv. For Chiyuv, one needs Kedeira Chadasha. But as far as Isser is concerned, the Isser applies even to Kedeira that's not Chadasha. That is the Eitzah of the Baal Avedis HaGershuni. The Sharmach, on the other hand, answers the Kasha differently. But before we get to Sharmach's Teretz, we have to learn the Gemara a little bit later. The Gemara brings down Bominei Abir Meir Bzeir. Abir Meir asks the following Shaila from Bzeir. Mahu Ashachta B'yantav. Is one who had to take a behema that was Nidrasa. I knew the Fabba Kaisal and Shachta Dan Yantav or not. Mi Machzkin and Reyesa B'yantav Eloi. Are we Machzik Reyesa and therefore we have to be Cheshish and maybe this behema that was Nidrasa I knew the Fabba Kaisal is really a Trefa. And therefore one would not be allowed to Shachta Dan Yantav. Eloi. Or do we say that one can assume the behema is not a treifa, and therefore one would be allowed to shech the behema on Yantif? Amar leis v'bzeira told the Birmiya, I have a raya from our Mishnah. Tanina im labnes harefim, litzas bohen, vavinaba. And we explained that one cannot be mulabrimis harefim is based on that. In other words, one sees that we are machzik reisa, and we are worried that maybe the reifim will break through the Libun. So it's over here. One has to be cheshesh that maybe the behema is really a treifa, and therefore one would not be allowed to shech the behema. Amar leis, Rabbi Yirmiyah answered back, Anon mipnei shetzarech echas amasninanua. I understand that the Mishnah says the Imamnes Harifim is not based on that mipnei shetzarech avatkan, but rather it is based on that mipnei shetzarech lechasman, and therefore one cannot bring a raya to my previous shayla if we are machzik reyesa or not. From our Gemara we see, as the Amshal Shulim and Simeon attests in the Dayak, that even though Rabbi Yirmiyah explains the Mishnah, that the Isser of the Mishnah is based on Mipnei Shetzarech Lechasman, that does not mean that he is necessarily chiluk on the other chshash of Mipnei Shetzarech Avatkan. And for that reason, even though Rabbi Yirmiyah himself explains the Mishnah of Mipnei Shetzarech Lechasman, still, he has a shayla if one is machzik reyes or not. And on the tzad, the one is machzik reyesa. That the one is not about the mirabnes harayfim uchir is because of two reasons. First of all, mimnei shetzarech avatkan, and second of all, mimnei shetzarech achasman. The obvious kasha is, if even like Rabbi Yirmiyah, there is a possibility of being machzik reyesa, and therefore that the one is not about the mirabnes harayfim could be based on mimnei shetzarech avatkan, why did Rabbi Yirmiyah have to go and explain the Mishnah mimnei shetzarech achasman? Even if not for the fact that he is Tzarech HaChasman will be Aser based on the Pnei Shetzarech HaVatkan. So from here the Shaar HaMelech says that the Rambam proves that the Isser of Pnei Shetzarech HaChasman applies even to Reifim Yishenim. And the reason why Rabbi Yirmiyah explains our Mishnah Pnei Shetzarech HaChasman is because Rabbi Yirmiyah was coming to explain that our Mishnah applies across the board, not only to Chadashim, but to Yishenim as well. And had the reason only been based on the Pnei Shetzarech HaVatkan, the Isser would only apply to Reifim Chadashim. So in order for Rabbi Yirmiyah to explain the Mishnah across the board, for that reason Rabbi Yirmiyah had to explain the Mishnah based on the Isser of Tzarech HaChasman. That is a sheet of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, that explains our Mishnah by Kedera Chadashim, Reifim Chadashim, even though he understands the Isser of our Mishnah is based on the Pnei Shetzarech HaChasman, is only because according to Reish Lakish holds that we are not machzik reyesa. And therefore, according to Reish Lakish, the only reason which one could possibly explain the Mishnah of Eim Lamnes Harifim can only be Mnei Shetzarech HaChasman, because since one is not machzik reyesa, therefore one would not have to regard in our Mishnah, maybe the Reifim will break. And therefore, the only possible Isser in our Mishnah can only be Mnei Shetzarech HaChasman. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that understands that there is a chshash of machzik reyesa, there is a chshash maybe the reifim will break, that the Rabbi Yirmiyah had to explain our Mishnah Mnei Shetzarech HaChasman is only because, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mnei Shetzarech HaChasman applies even to reifim yishenim. According to Shaar HaMelech, it comes out that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiyah understands Mnei Shetzarech HaChasman applies to reifim yishenim as well. On the other hand, Reish Lakish argues, and Reish Lakish understands that the Isser of Mnei Shetzarech HaChasman only applies to Reifim Chadashim. And therefore, that the Rambam paskins, the Isser of our Mishnah, even by Reifim that are not Chadashim, is only because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yirmiyah and not like Reish Lakish. That is the teretz of the Shaar HaMelech. Getting back to the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam holds that the Isser of Eim Labnes HaReifim applies to HaReifim Yishenim as well, Vachir one sees from the Rambam a second Chiddush. One sees from the Rambam that we say that there is an Isser of Eim Labnes HaReifim based on that, and they should Sarach HaChasman, is only if one is not actually cooking something in the Kedera. As we find in Tesis, Tesis explains that the Isser of Eim Labnes HaReifim based on the Neshet Sarach HaChasman is only by Kedera Reikonis, only by an empty Kedera. Only then do we say that one is being Mulaben Es HaReifim, one is being Mechasim, the Kedera, by putting the Kedera on a fire. But if one would be actually cooking something in the Kedera, then we do not say that he is being Mechazik, the Kedera, by having the Kedera on the fire. And for that reason, the Rambam can understand that the Isra of Eim Labnes HaReifim could even be by Reifim Yishenim. Still, one will be allowed to cook on Yontif, because as long as one is cooking something in the Kedera, there is no Isser of being Malabinus HaReifim, of being Mechazik the Kedera. The Rosh, on the other hand, argues. The Rosh, on the other hand, understands that the Isser of a Meshesaruch HaChasman applies not only to an empty Kedera, but even if one is actually cooking something in the Kedera, there still is an Isser of a Meshesaruch HaChasman. Still, one is being Mechazik the Kedera, even if one is actually cooking something in the Kedera. The Rosh Hashitas, they cannot possibly hold like the Rambam that the Isser applies even to Kedera Yishena as well. Because had the Isser applied even to Kedera Yishena as well, there would be no heter to cook on Yontif at all. Because even by Kedera Yishena one has the Isser. So again, the Rosh Hashitas understands that the Isser is only by Kedera Chadasha. Now let's go on to the next part of the Sugya. We find a major machlekes harishenim, what is the halacha l'maisa? Is one allowed to shecht on Yontif a behemah that was nidrusai nitrifa b'kliso or not? The Gemara itself was never poshet, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shaila. So we find that the Rambam and Perek Beis Melchasiyon Tef Al-Chadala, the Rosh and the Rashba, both hold that one is allowed to shecht a behemah that was nidrusai nitrifa b'kliso. The Ran, and so do we find in the Arzarua, argue and say that according to the Gemara's Maskana, since the Gemara was not Peshet, the Shaila, therefore we say, Sveika Deryaisa L'chumra. Since it is a Safik Deryaisa, therefore we say, Sveika Deryaisa L'chumra, and one would not be allowed to go and Shech the Behema, that was Nidrusai Nidrfa Bakaisa. Now to explain the Shita of the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rashba, that hold one is allowed to go and Shech the Behema, that was Nidrusai Nidrfa Bakaisa. Why don't we say that since the Gemara was not Peshet the Shaila, therefore, Misafik should be Aser, just like any other Sveika Deraisa? We find that the Rashba explains that this is not a Sveika Deraisa. All this is a Sveika Derabonon, the Safik Midrabonon. And therefore we say Sveika Derabonon is a Kula. So again, we have Machoikes HaRishenim, is a Safik of our Gemara, of Mi Machazakina and Reisa, is that a Sveika Deraisa, or is that a Sveika Derabonon? To understand that the Rashba holds that the Safek of our Gemara is a Safek Midrabanan, we find three basic Mahalchim. The Shagas Aryeh in Simon Samech Talit explains that our Safek is a Safek Midrabanan is based on that the whole Din to Yubaydik, that there is a halacha, that a behemah that was nidrusai nitrifa b'kaisa, one has to be Yubaydik to make sure the behemah is not a trefa, is only a Din Midrabanan. Now, Torah, one can rely that the behema is a kosher behema. Rabbanan said that there is a chayas bedika, and therefore, since Minatera, one can assume that the behema is a kosher behema, therefore there is no iser Minatera to shech the behema whatsoever, because Minatera, one can assume the behema is not a trefa. Only Midrabbanan does one have to be chayshish, and maybe the behema is a trefa. And that is the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is, Mimach Sekin and Reisa, is that the Rabbanan said, that one has to be Cheshish that Behemah is a Trefa, is that enough of a reason for us to say that one cannot Shech this Behemah on Yontif or not? But again, all we're referring to is an Iser Drabbanan based on the Chiv Drabbanan of Bedika. That is the Shitza of the Shagas Aryeh. And as the Shagas Aryeh goes on to explain, that the Ran says, that Misafik one is not allowed to shech this behema, because we say Sveika the Aisal Chumra, is only because the Rana argues and understands the Chiyav Bedika as a Chiyav Minatera. and therefore the suffix that we are referring to in our Gemara is a sfeika deraisa. That is the sheet of the Shagas Aryeh. If one looks carefully at the Rambam, again in Perek Beis Melchisyon Tev Chadalet, as the Inigantiv and Simon Mem Dalet is Medayik, one sees a chira nalik the Shagas Aryeh. The Rambam says that the one is allowed to shecht a behima that was nidrasa a nirtrefa is based on that efshir shetimatzik sheirvateichal. Maybe it'll be timatzik sheirvateichal. The Rambam is mashma that it is a suffix. We do not know if it is a trefa or not a trefa. But still, one is allowed to shecht the behima because efshir shetimatzik sheira. According to the Shagas Aryeh, the heter that one is allowed to shecht is based on that the minat Torah one can assume it's a kshira, not because efshir shetimatzik sheira. So therefore, as the Inigantiv says, one sees in the Rambam that it is a suffix. And still one is allowed to shecht. And again, the kasha is, the l'chira, if it is a suffix, what is the heter minat Torah for one to shecht to understand that the suffix of our Gemara is only a suffix midrabanan? So he finds in the Pichadosh and Simon Tov Tzadiches of Katan Ches. And so too we find in the Tzlach and in the Piskei Riaz that explain that there is no Isser Min HaTorah differently. They explain based on the rule of Mitoich, that there is Allah of Mitoich Shehotra Shchitza L'Tzirach Hotra Shchita Shelo L'Tzirach, as long as there is a Tzirach Tzas. And since we say Mitoich Shotra Shchita L'Tzirach Hotra Shelo L'Tzirach, therefore one is allowed to shech this behema even though you have a Safek Trefa. Based on that one is allowed to shecht shalei l'tzarech as long as there is a tzarech k'tzas. And since there is a suffix, that itself is considered a tzarech k'tzas. And therefore, min ha-Torah, there is no iser whatsoever. The whole shahal gemara is that it could be Rabbanon went and said that it's awesome with Rabbanon. Based on that, we are chayshish that this behim is a trefa. But min ha-Torah, there is no iser based on the halacha of mitoich shehotra l'tzarech hotra nami shalei l'tzarech. That is a teretz of the Bichadash, the Tzlach, and the Piskei Riaz. The Chassam Sofer, in Tshuvas, in Chiyok Vav, Tshuvakov, argues, and he says that one cannot say that this is included in the Heter Miteich Shoto Otzerech Chotron HaMishol Otzerech, because again, the whole Heter Chotron HaMishol Otzerech is as long as there is a Tzerech Ktzas. Chassam Sofer says a Sofek is not considered a Tzerech Ktzas. Our Tzad that this behemoth is a Trefa, there is no Tzerech whatsoever. And one cannot say that misafik, the fact that there's a safik, that itself is considered a tzerech k'tzas. And so too the Marsham in Das Teres and Tav Tzadiches proves from Tesis and Chulin Peidaurim Abes that a safik tzerech is not considered a tzerech whatsoever. And therefore again, one has to know that why don't we have a safik iser deraisa? If a safik is not considered tzerech at all, why minatira is there no suffix iser? Maybe the behemoth is a trefa. So we find in the Inigyantif and Simen Mem Dawud, and so too is Mashma and the Meiri, that understands that the heter is not based on mitoich shehotra l'tzirach hotra nami shalei l'tzirach, but rather the heter is based on that a shchitza misafik, if one shechts a behemoth misafik, that's also considered a shchita l'tzirach eichel nefesh. Because as the Nigantif explains, shchita l'tzirach eichel nefesh means any shchita that's done with the purpose of eichel nefesh in mind. And since this person is shechting l'tzirach eichel nefesh for the purpose of eichel nefesh, that is considered a shchita l'tzirach eichel nefesh. That is the teres of the Nigantif, and so too is Mashma in the Meiri. So again, we have three basic mahalchim, and that the Rashba explains that our Safik is only a Safik Drabanon. Either as the Shagas Aryeh explains, that over here the Chiyah Bedika is only a Chiyah Bedika Drabanon, and therefore Minat Torah one has a right to assume that the Behemah is a Kosher Behemah, or as a Tzlach and Pichadash explain, based on the halacha of mitoich shehotra l'tzirach hotra nami shalei l'tzirach, and a safek is enough to be considered a tzirach k'tzas, or as the Inigantiv explains, that a shchita with the purpose of eichel nefesh is considered directly l'tzirach eichel nefesh. Getting back to the Ran, that the Ran understands that the safek of our Gemara is a sveika deraisa, which as the Ran says, sveika deraisa is a chumra. One has to understand, how did the Ran understand the Gemara Shaila of Mi Machasakin and Reis Ayloi? As the Shagas Aryeh explains, according to the Ran, The chiyuv bedika is a chiyuv deraisa. If the chiyuv bedika is a chiyuv deraisa, what could possibly be the reason for us to matir shchita? Well, if the Torah says that there is a chiyuv bedika, from there we see that this behemoth is a safek treifa. B'chayr on the Ran, we see the following chiddush, that even though the chiyuv bedika is a chiyuv deraisa, but that does not mean to say that this behemah is a safek treifa. This behemah really has a cheskas kashrus. That there is a chiyuv bedika deraisa is based on that since there is a reisa, therefore if one has the ability to be mevara, one is mechuyev to be mevara the shayla min ha-Torah. But that does not mean to say that the status of the behemah is the status of a safek treifa, safek sheira. And that itself is the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is if one has a chazaka with a reisa, if one has a chazaka with a reason to assume that the status of the animal changed, do we say that then the chazaka is not considered a chazaka at all, and we are left with a behemah that is a safek treifa, safek sheira? Or do we say the chazaka is a chazaka, but since one has a reisa, therefore one is mechuyev to go and be mevara min ha-Torah to make sure there is no treifas. But since there is no safek, for that reason one will be allowed to go and shech the behemah. That is the safek of the Gemara like the Ran, which is really a machlekes the Ma'arit, and the Shmaitza in Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Vav, Perek Yud Ches. Now going on to the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara explains that we went to the Braisa, Echad Soifes Sagdeir, the one that puts a Gdeir on the fire is Chayev, is based on, as Ishakash explains, Hacha Bekdeir Achadosha, Askinan Mishum Weibon Re'efim Noguba, the one is Chayev, based on the halacha of Ein Lavdanis Re'efim, like the Gemara explains in the Shetzorach HaChasman, one sees that one is actually Chayev for being Lavdanis Re'efim. The Meiri explains that the reason why one is chayev for being malaben as haraifim is because he is actually being mechaven to be malaben as haraifim. There is an actual kavana to mechazek the raifim. That is how the Meiri explains the chayev of our Gemara. The Tzlach, on the other hand, argues. The Tzlach, on the other hand, understands that the chayev of our Gemara is based on that there is a psikresha. In other words, we're talking about a case that he's not being mechaven to mechazek, the kadeira that he's putting on the fire. But still, the reason why he's chayiv is because one has a psikresha. And the Tzach asks, the obvious kasha, where is the psikresha? If, as we see in the Gemara before, Mibnei Shetzorach HaVadkan, there is a chance that the kadeira will break, where is the psikresha? Therefore, the Tzach goes on to say that from Ishwakish one sees from that the Ishwakish says that there is a chiyuv. One sees that Reish Lakish understands that one can assume that it won't break. And since one can assume that it won't break, therefore it is considered a psikresha, and for that reason, even though he does not have kavana to be mechazek the kedera, he is still chayiv because it is considered a psikresha. And therefore, as the Tzlach says, from Reish Lakish, one sees that Reish Lakish holds that one does not have to be chayshish for that the kedera will break at all. And for that reason, the Rosh understands that one will be allowed to go and shech the behema that was nidrasa or nidrafa, because again, from Reish Lakish, one sees clearly that Reish Lakish holds we are not machzik reisa. And therefore, that the one is allowed to go and shech a behema that was nidrasa or nidrafa is not based on a suffix. And we say sveka d'avon rukul, like the Rashba explains, but rather from Reish Lakish, we see that Reish Lakish holds mitam vadai, that one does not have to be chayshish, that the kedera will break, and so too that the behema is a treifa. That is the shita of the Tzlach. V'chayr one can answer the Tzlach's kasha based on the chiddush we find in the Bi'alacha in Siman Shin Tesayin Sef Gimel. The Bi'alacha says the following chiddush, that even if it is not a vadei psik resha, even if it is just a suffix psik resha or sha'avar, we still say that one will be chayiv. For example, as the Bi'alacha says, if one would close the door of a box and he would have a suffix, if there is zvuvim in the box or not, and he is not being mechaven to be tzad zvuvim in the box, still we'll say that suffix psik resha is aser. Because if there were zvuvim in the box at the time of his ne'ilav, of the time of his closing the door of the box, he did a vadai tzeda. and we see his action as an action of tzedah, and he'll be chayav for the malacha of tzedah. That is the chiddush of the Bira Halacha. And so to v'chir, one can say as far as the Ara Gemara as well, that if this keli is a type of keli that will not become broken through a hesek, what he did was a vadai maisa being mechazek the kedera, and therefore be chayiv midim psik reisha. And it does not make any difference whatsoever the fact that he did not know what type of keli he was being mesek. Even if he did not know, and even if he thought this keli might possibly be a keli that could be broken through hesek, it is still considered a psik reisha, just like the Bria Halacha's case, if one did not know that there was vuvim in the box at the time of his closing the door. With this chiddush of the Bria Halacha, one could answer that we find in Rashi by us. The Rashi explains that the Gemara says on Fatsin as a egleis b'matlis in Chushin Shemati Korea. Rashi explains that Theo Nikris ay echbaslan, that the reason why we are not Chushin Shemati Korea is because even if it does tear, we don't care. The Ainza Korea Almanas Litvar. If Kivagar and Golina Shas asks, the word Rashi have to explain that the reason why in Chushin Shemati Korea is based on that. That even if we will be Nikris, still, Ainza Korea Amanas Litvar, why don't Rashi explain the reason why we're not Chishin Shemiti Korea is because we all like Reb Shimon, the Tover Sheinim is Kavanah's Mutter, and therefore, since this is not a Psik Reisha, because it is not for sure Shemiti Korea, it's only Chshah Shemiti Korea, therefore it is Mutter like Reb Shimon. That is the Kasha of Reb Kivager on Rashi. V'chayu with the previous Chiddush of the Bria Halacha, one can say the following Teretz to Rashi, that even though we are referring to a case that it is not for sure Shiti Korea, it's a suffix, maybe it will be Nikris or maybe not, since this suffix, if it will be Nikris or not, is dependent upon the strength of the matlis, therefore it is considered a suffix psik reisha sha'avar. And for that reason, even like Reb Shimon that holds davar sheinu miskaven is mutter, even like Reb Shimon, it should have been aser based on the halacha of psik reisha. And for that reason, Rashi needed to explain that its mutter is only because this is not Kirei Amanas Litvar. That is a chayra one could answer with Kivagar's kasha on Rashi. Now let's go on to the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanur v'kirayim chadoshim. Ein mefigen oison betzainin kli lachasmon v'im mishvel lafais harei zamutter. In other words, if the purpose of his being mefig oison betzainin is in order to bake, harei zamutter, then it's mutter. The obvious question is, why over here do we say imish v'lefes harei zamutter? If he's doing it in order to bake, it's mutter. And before, in the previous sugya, by Liban Re'efim, as far as the halacha of our Mishnah is concerned, the halacha is ein melabnes harei'efim, even though the purpose of Liban Re'efim is in order to use the Re'efim for tzliyah. That is the kasha that the Rishonim ask. Before we get to Rishonim's Teretz, I would like to go back for a second to the previous Gemara. Again, we had a machlokes as far as Pshat in our Mishnah. If the Pshat in our Mishnah is based on Tzarech Levatkan, or Pshat in our Mishnah is based on Tzarech Lechasman. Lechira, one has to understand what's Pshat in the first Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan that explains Pshat in our Mishnah is based on Tzarech Levatkan. Why isn't the first Pshat explaining Pshat in our Mishnah based on Tzarech Lechasman like we see in this Braisa? That one is not allowed to be Mefig the Taner B'tzainin Kedei Lechasman. In other words, there is an Isser of being mechazik, the tanner. So too, in our Mishnah, one should explain that one is not about to be rabbanis harifim is based on the iser of tzarech lechasman. Uchir the teretz is pashet, as is meduyik in Rashi before, that the reason why the first one Shnei Bichanan explained that the iser is based on tzarech levatkan, not because of tzarech lechasman, is just as we see in this braisa that imbish v'lefei sveza mutter. So too, since the tzarech of chizak reifim is in order to use the reifim for tzliyah, it is also mutter, based on the heter of Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. Now, one has to understand, what is Takip Shat in the second Lashon, that there is an Isser of Mnesha Tzarech Echasma? Why don't we say that there is a heter of Tzarech Eichel Nefesh? Clearly, the answer is based on that we find before in the Rishonim Lam Beis, that even though there is a heter of Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, but that does not allow one to actually go and make a keli. Like Rashi says before, Hilkach afo gabno tzirich yontif namihu datzion away miu kivin the pasuk zen nasa keli oser. In other words, the hetter of tzirich chanafesh does not allow one to go make a keli, even if the reason why he's making a keli is with tzirich eichel nefesh. That we find that the first lashon holds that there is no iser of a mipnei shetzarcha chasman is a chura based on that. The first lashon understands that this chisam, this chizak akeli, is not considered in asiyas akeli, but rather, as the Avodah Siyantif explains, the first lashon understands that chisam akeli, chizak akeli, is considered a tikkun akui. And tikkun akui is mutter. Only actually making a keli is aser, even on tzeichicha nefesh, but being mesakin a keli is mutter. As we find in the Akhtama, to the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tav Kuf Tes, that there's a difference between actually making a keli or being mesakin a keli. And that itself is the machlokes between the two Hashenis. Is chizak hakeli, is being mechasam hakeli, considered actually making the keli, or is it just a tikkun hakli? And therefore, it will be mutter based on the heter of a tzorichecha nefesh. Now back to our Gemara. That our Gemara says, im bishvel lafes mutter. And again, the kasha is, why before do we say that there is an iser being lamanas harifim based on that, that he's being mechazik harifim? We find four terutzim in the Rishonim. The Rashba explains based on Rashi that we are talking about a toner yashin. That it says that mishvel lafes harifim mutter toner tanner that was already heated up. There was already neschazik. And as the Rashba understands that the chizak hatanner takes place with hesek. And now like the Rosh, the chizak hatanner only takes place with the fogas hatanner betzinen. And therefore the Rashba says, since his tanner is already heated up, therefore the chizak hatanner took place already. That he's being mefig betzinen is only in order to make sure that the past does not get burnt. That is how the Rashba explains, according to Rashi. But the Rashba asks, that if so, what's the chiddush? Okay, it's poshit. The one is allowed to be mefig betzinen, if the purpose of being mefig betzinen is in order to be oifa by pass. Therefore, the Rashba goes on to say that we said before, the one is not al tim rabbanis harifim, even though the liban harifim is a tzarechecha nefesh, is based on that liban harifim is a tikkun gomer. On the other hand, taner is not a tikkun gomer, it's only a tikkun muat, which, based on what we said before, explanation is as follows. That by Re'efim, that Liban Re'efim is considered a Tikkun Gomer, therefore it's considered as if you're actually going and making a Kli, which is also even with Tzarech Echon Efesh. On the other hand, HaFogas HaTaner B'Tzainin, which is not considered a Tikkun Gomer, therefore it is only considered a Tikkun Kli, which is Mutter with Tzarech Echon Efesh. That is the Teretz of the Rashba to explain the difference between our Gemara and the previous Gemara of the Isra of Liban Re'efim. Tosfos explains the difference as follows. Tosfos explains that we say over here, Imish v'lefes v'ezah mutter, is based on that over here there is no vade chasima. It is not vade being mechazek sakui. And for that reason we are matter Imish v'lefes. On the other hand, the libim re'efim, that according to the second lashon, there is a vade chasima going on. Therefore, one is not allowed to be mu'aben re'efim even with tzorech oichal nefesh. That is the teretz of Tosfos. From Tosfos one sees that according to the second lashon that holds Nesha Tzarcha Chasman, it is not a Suffolk Chasima. It is not a Suffolk, maybe it will be Neschazik or not, but rather we say that there is a Vade Chizik. And for that reason, it is Aser even with Tzarech Eichon Nefesh. According to Tosfos, one can explain that the first lashon of Rabbi Yechon holds that there is no Iser of Nesha Tzarcha Chasman is based on that the first lashon holds there is no Vade Chasima. It is not for sure that the keli will be neschazek, just like we find in the first lashon, that there is a chashash that the keli will break. And for that reason, the first lashon knows that the only iser is based on that, mipnei shetzaruch levadkan. Because since there is a savik chasima, therefore, just like we see in the breisa, that mipnei tzaruch echonefesh, one has a heter of being mefig betzainin with tzaruch echonefesh, so too, as far as the iser of Mnei Shetzarcha Chasman is concerned, since there is no Vadei Chisom, therefore, one would have the Heter of a Tzarech Echon Nefesh. For that reason, the first Lashon explains that the only Yisr is Mepnei Shetzarcha Vadkan. The Ran answers the previous Kasha as follows, that the difference between our Gemara, that there is a Heter of Mnei Shetzarcha Lafis, and the previous Gemara of the Isser of Liban Re'efim, is based on that in the previous Gemara of Liban Re'efim, even if the purpose of Liban Re'efim is in order to come to Tzliya, is in order to be able to use the Re'efim for Tzliya, still, since a Tikkun of Re'efim is taking place before one is actually using the Re'efim for Tzliya, therefore it is Aser. On the other hand, in our Gemara, by Kli Lefes Be'ez HaPas, since the Tikkun HaTaner is a direct tikkun in the past. For that reason, it is mutter, even though there is a chizuk hataner involved. That is a teretz of the Ran. From the Ran, it comes out that we say that there is an iser of Liban Re'efim is only because there is no direct tikkun in the actual Liban of Re'efim. The Liban of Re'efim just enables you to use the Re'efim later on for Tzarech Eicho Nefesh. And that is why there is an iser of B'Pnei Shetzarech L'Chasman. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein Eifin M'Porni Chadash, one is not allowed to bake in a Porni Chadash, Hashem Atifachis, maybe the Porni Chadash will break. Achira from this Gemara one sees that even though one has a suffix if the Porni Chadash will break or not, still we say, Ein Eifin M'Porni Chadash, Hashem Atifachis. The obvious kasha is that if one understands, as we said before, B'Shitas HaRambam, that one is allowed to go and shecht a behemah that was nidrasai nitrifa, even though the behemah is a suffix trefa, still one is allowed to go and shecht the behemah based on the fact that a suffix eichon nefesh is also considered l'tzarech eichon nefesh. If so, how does one understand the isra of our Gemara of ein eifim eporni chadash shematifachis? Uchira, there's only a suffix shematifachis. So we should say that even a suffix eichon nefesh is also mutter. So we find the Rambam Mishitas in Perikimom Yochasan Tevalach Yud explains our Gemara differently. The Rambam explains the Isser of our Gemara as follows. Ein oifim aporni chadosh gzeir Hashem atifaches v'safsid halechem v'imana misimchas yontif. In other words, that there is an Isser, but oifim aporni chadosh is not because the afia is considered an afia sholeil tzayuch echonefesh because the porni might break. But rather, the Rambam explains that the Isser is based on that we are choshesh that the porni will break and the lechem will get ruined and it will be held back from Simchas Yontif. And for that reason, Rabbanan said that one is not allowed to bake a porni chadasha. Because Rabbanan did not want one to be held back from Simchas Yontif. That is how the Rambam explains the Isser of our Gemara. The Meiri, on the other hand, explains our Gemara based on that the Meiri says that over here the chshash, that the porni will break, is a chshash kreivo metzuya. And since it is a chshash kreivo metzuya kol kach, for that reason leitiru. In other words, since over here by porni chadasha it is not a regular safek, for that reason it is aser to be oifeb a porni chadasha. That is the shita of the Meiri. Now let's go on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "V'oyd Amar Ablazer Oymed Adam Alamoktza Erev Shabbos V'Shvius V'Oymer Mikan Ani Yoichel Amocher." In other words, a person has to go and actually prepare the Mokta and say, according to Ablazer, "Mikan Ani Yoichel Amocher." From our Mishnah, Rashi and Aftaudam and Aleph, the Ramaschul Hivi Ima Asura says that one sees that Ablazer is Islay Mokta. And since a blazer is Islay Mukta, for that reason a blazer holds that one has to say Mikan Ani Eichel Amacher. Had a blazer not held a Mukta, one would not need a Achana. That is what Rashi proves from our Mishnah. And so we find in the Baal Mor. Baal Mor says from here we see the blazer is Islay Mukta. Mitnan Oymid Adam Al Mukta. The Ravid, and Asagas Ravid on the other hand, argues in the Baal Mor. The Ravid says one cannot bring Uriah from our Mishnah that Belazar is Islay Mukta. Because over here our Mishnah is referring to Mukta of Grigris Vitzimaikim. Our Mishnah is referring to fruit that were put to dry out. And the Ravid says by Grigris Vitzimaikim, we find in the Gemara that even Rav Shimon agrees that Grigris Vitzimaikim are Mukta. Even Rav Shimon Dleisle Mukta holds that Gregor's Tzimaikim are Mukta. And therefore one cannot prove from Rabbi Elazar that Rabbi Elazar is Isle Mukta, because even according to Manam Dleisle Mukta agrees by Gregor's Tzimaikim that are Mukta. That is a saga of the Ravid. And so we find in the Ramban and Mochamis, that the Ramban says one cannot prove from our Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar has Mukta, because over here our Mishnah is referring to Gregor's Tzimaikim. And for that reason, even like Rabbi Shimon, Dleisli Mukta, one needs a hachona. And so we find in the Maram and Aftalad that the Maram asks in Rashi, what was Rashi's right from our Mishnah? The Blazer Zesli Mukta, Lachira, even according to Manam Dleisli Mukta, agrees by Gregor Sotzimaikim. So in our Mishnah, one needs a hachona, based on the fact that even like Kibshim and Gregor Sotzimaikim are Mukta. Taramelach in Perak Beis, Milchus Yontef, Alchates, answers Rashi as follows. The Lachira from Rashi one sees that that we find, the Reb Shimon agrees by Gregor Sotzimaikim, that is only b'deloi chazul klal, if they are not roi at all. But in our Mishnah, as Rashi explains, we are talking about k'da achzav le'ach. So in other words, they are a little bit roi. They are not completely not roi. For that reason, according to Reb Shimon would hold that these Gregor Sotzimaikim are mutzer. Only Gregor Sotzimaikim, they're not roi at all. Does Reb Shimon hold that they are mukta? Gregor Sotzimaikim that are chazav le'chazav, like Reb Shimon, are not mukta. And therefore, that's how Rashi proved from our Mishnah that Reb Elazar is this way mukta. Because like by Gregor Sotzimaikim that are the chazav le'chazav, according to Reb Shimon, they are not mukta. And if in our Mishnah we see that Gregor Sotzimaikim the chazav le'chazav need a hachana, from here one sees that Reb Elazar is this way mukta. That is how the Shara Melech explains Rashi, and Ocher so too, that is pshat in the Baal Mar. But v'chir, that the Shara Melech explains, that like Rashi, that the Gemara says, Reb Shimon agrees by Gregor Sotzimaikim, that Gregor Sotzimaikim is mukta, is only by Gregor Sotzimaikim the Chazu Klal. V'chir, one sees in Rashi and that Mem Amar Beis, not like that. Rashi and that Mem Amar Beis is mashma, that according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon is made by Gregor Sotzimaikim, is till they are actually dried out. Till the point that they are actually dried out, like Reb Shimon, Gregor Sotzimaikim, or Muktza. And L'chir is so too one sees in Rashi and Av Chavavim Beis. Rashi and Av Chavavim Beis says that if you have Gregor Sotzimaikim, the Lechazu Klal, they are like Eitzim Vavonim. L'chir, if Rashi understands that Gregor Sotzimaikim, the Lechazu Klal, are like Eitzim Vavonim, what is the Chiddush? Reb Shimon agrees. By Gregor Sotzimaikim, that is Poshit. The Reb Shimon agrees by Eitzim Valvanim. So Chayyim from Rashi one sees, as the Chasnish says in Simim Mamdalitz of Katan Vav, that the Gemara says, Moedir Hashem Gregor Sotzimaikim cannot be referring to Gregor Sotzimaikim the Chazal Klal, but rather the Chiddush of Moedir Hashem Gregor Sotzimaikim is referring to Gregor Sotzimaikim, even if they are a little bit Chazu, still like Reb Shimon they are Mokza. So again, the Kash in Rashi is, where did Rashi see in our Mishnah that Baz is a Slim Mokza? L'chayr, over here, we are referring to Gregor Sotzimaikim. And even if they are Chazu v'lay Chazu, Reb Shimon is Maidah Gregor Sotzimaikim, even where they are Chazu v'lay Chazu, even if they are a little bit Roy, still Reb Shimon agrees by Gregor Sotzimaikim they are Mokza. L'chayr, to answer the Ram's Kash, one has to say as follows. That we say that Reb Shimon agrees by Gregor Sotzimaikim, even Heichad the Chazu v'Chazu, still they are Mokza, even though they are a little bit Roy, they are still Mokza. That is only if at the beginning of Shabbos they were not Roy at all. Only then do we say that even if later on they became Chazu v'Chazu, they retain their status of Mokza. But if, as in our Mishnah that we are talking about, as Rashi explains, that they were Chazu v'Chazu before Shabbos, then like Reb Shimon, they would be Mutter. Based on that, Reb Shimon is loisli mukta. Only if they were loichazu kval at the beginning of Shabbos do we say that they retain their status of mukta throughout till they become completely dried out. That is l'chira, the teretz to Rashi. And for that reason, Rashi says that if we see in our Mishnah that even if they were chazu v'loichazu before Shabbos started, still one needs achana, from there one sees that Reb Elazar is isli mukta. And since Reb Elazar is isli mukta, therefore one needs achana, even if they were Roy a little bit before Shabbos started. Getting back to Rashi in our Mishnah, Rashi in our Mishnah says, Oymed Adam al Mukta Hatzorech Hazmona, Vahazmona may Elas like going Achsi Voy Achsi, Domer Bein Sadden. Rashi explains our Mishnah that we are talking about a person's Oymed Adam al Mukta. Which Mukta are we referring to? We're referring to a Mukta da Achsi Voy Achsi, and only then does Hazmona help. Had it not been Roy at all, Hazmona will not help, just like the Gemara says before in the Afchavavim Abbas. That is the Shita of Rashi. The Miri, on the other hand, argues. Miri, on the other hand, holds that even if we are talking about a Mokza d'Lechazu Kval, still one can make a Hazmona and say, Mikan ani Oicha l'machar from these Gregor Sotzimaikim, which will be Roy later. Even though they are not Roy at all before Shabbos, still one can make Hazmona for when they will become Roy. That is the Shita of the Me'iri. Very from Rashi one sees that if at the time of Hazmona they were not Roy at all, one cannot go and say Mikan ani Eicha l'machar for when they will become Roy. Because since at the time of Hazmona they're not Roy at all, therefore the Achana is not considered a Achana whatsoever. Based on that, the Rashi says before in the Afchafavim a base that Gerur gives to Tzimoykim that Chazu Kwal or like Eitzim Vavonim. And by Eitzim Vavonim, one cannot make a Hachana for Eitzim Vavonim, and therefore, even if one would say Mekana Neichom Acher, if one there will become Roy, at this point there is no Hachana whatsoever because one cannot make a Hachana for Eitzim Vavonim. That is the Chira, what one sees in Rashi. Now let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara brings down a Mishnah. In Masech to Maisus, Tanan Hosam Tinoikei Shetomnu Te'inu Meir of Shabbos, V'shachachu V'hoi Osru, V'mitzoi Shabbos V'yoichu Elo Im Kein Esru. They cannot eat unless they take off Trumas and Maisus. To explain where the Mishnah picks a case of Tinoikeis, we find the Rashi and Tesis both explain that Tinoikeis Revusei, that the reason why the Mishnah picked Tinoikeis is for a Chiddush. Dash Mi'inon D'yeshuem Machshava D'maisa Michiach, to teach us the Chiddush, that ketanim have machshava as long as they did a maisa that's mechiach al machshavtam. Then the machshava of a katan is considered a machshava. One has to explain, who needs machshava? What is the purpose of machshava in this Mishnah? For that reason, the Mishnah picked Tinoikis to tell us the chiddush that Tinoikis have machshava. So we find in Rashi, on the bottom, on the form of Heim and Aleph, the Rashi says the following chiddush. Rashi asks, over here we say, in this Mishnah Masech Lemaisis, we learned that Tinoikis Tomnu Tein Merav Shabbos Shachavu Yisru, even when we tell you Shabbos and Alatina, once they take off Chumus and Maisis. And later on we say, that Rabbi Lazar holds, if one started eating before Shabbos, one can finish the Peiros and we tell you Shabbos. We do not say that Shabbos Kavas Lemaisis Ta'aser the Peiros, even when we tell you Shabbos. So Rashi answers the Kasha by saying the following Chiddush, that there is a difference between our Mishnah, Tinoikis Tomnu Teinim, and the case of Rabbi Lazar, who allows the person to eat the Peiros Mitzvah Shabbos. Rashi explains in our Mishnah, but Tinoikis Shatamnu, that they were miyached these Peiros for Shabbos. They set aside these Peiros for Shabbos. For that reason, these Peiros are asur even on Mitzvah Shabbos. On the other hand, in Rabbi Lazar's case, that the Peiros are not miyuchadim for Shabbos. For that reason, even though one is asur to eat those Peiros on Shabbos itself, but still one will be allowed to eat those Peiros on Mitzvah Shabbos. That is the teretz of Rashi. And therefore, for that reason, one needs machshava. Because only based on the machshava that these pairs of miyuchad for Shabbos are they also mitzvah Shabbos. And for that reason, the Mishnah picked on Tinoikis to tell us the Chiddush that Tinoikis, as long as they have a maisa mechiyach machshavta, their machshava is considered a machshava, and these pairs are miyuchadim for Shabbos. And for that reason, they are also mitzvah Shabbos. One has to understand like Taisus. Taisus also says that the reason why the Mishnah picked on a case of Tinoikis is for the Chiddush, that Tinoikis have machshava as long as they have a maisa mechiach ha-machshavtam. Uchir, Taisus on the Famehem and Aleph, but the Ramascha Blazer Omer Yigmar, who might tell you Shabbos, says that even Perish Einam Yuchadim are also might tell you Shabbos. Taisus answers Rashi's Kasha by saying the following Teretz, that there is a difference if the Perish were Nigmar Malachtan or not. That we say in our Mishnah, that one is not allowed to eat the Peiros Mitzvah Shabbos, is referring to Peiros Nigmar Malachtan. If the Peiros were Nigmar Malachtan, then they are also even on Mitzvah Shabbos. On the other hand, in Abazar's case, the Abazar is talking about Peiros that were not Nigmar Malachtan. Therefore, one is allowed to go and eat those Peiros Mitzvah Shabbos on Shabbos itself, not. Based on that, the Gemara says Shabbos is kevas, even Peiros shelo nigmar malachtan, but umitzoi Shabbos, one will be allowed to go and eat the Peiros. That is the Teretz of Taisus. So Chayav Taisus again, one has to understand what's the Chiddush of Tinoikis, who needs machshava in our Mishnah. So we find in the Rashba that the Rashba says that the reason why our Mishnah picked a case of Tinoikis is again for a Chiddush, that Tinoikis, Maaseya, and Maaseya, and Mechilach, and Mashafim, they have Machshava, is in order to consider these Peiros Nigmar Malachtan. As the Rashba says, Mitoich Maaseya, Nikaras Machshavton, Shebedaiton, Wa'ochon. It's Nikar, that they are planning on eating these Peiros, Vekivan, Shekain, Nigmar Malachtan. And again, like Tesis, since these Peiros are Nigmar Malachtan, for that reason they are also Metzoy Shabbos. And the reason why you need Machshava is in order to consider these Peiros Nigmar Malachtan. Rashi, on the other hand, as a Vedas Yontif is Medaik, says, "Uteinim davarsh nigmar malachtan hu elam kein choshev aleinu k'tzias." In other words, te'enim, even without specific machshava l'achila, are considered nigmar malachtan, as long as one did not have kavana l'k'tzias, or l'gregres. Tosis and the Rashban, on the other hand, argue. Tosis and the Rashban understand that the only time that we consider te'enim nigma malachtan is only if it was daita malachila, if he is planning on eating them. And for that reason, one needs machshava achila in order to consider the peyos nigma malachtan. Now to explain. That Tosfos holds, that there's a fundamental difference of the peyos or nigma malachtan or not. And only if the peyos or nigma malachtan do we say that they are asr or mitzoy Shabbos based on the halacha of Shabbos kevasam isris. On the other hand, if they were not yet nigma malachtan, then they are only asr on Shabbos. L'chayr on Tosfos one sees that there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos kevasam isris peyos nigma malachtan and Shabbos kevasam isris peyos or loy nigma malachtan. In other words, peyos nigma malachtan, then we say Shabbos, Kivas, or Maizres, that the Peres actually become Tevel. Just like as we'll see in the Gemara, on the form of Hayim and Aleph, that there are Shisha, Kivim, or Maizres. There are six things that take the place of Re'ez Pnei Abayis to turn the Peres into Tevel. But that is only if the Peres were actually Nigmar Malachtan. But on the other hand, if the Peres were not yet Nigmar Malachtan, then we say that the Peres do not become Tevel. Because again, if the peyos become tevel, one needs two ingredients. One needs, first of all, the ingredients of gemar malach, and second of all, a keveya. By peyos enigma malach, and that the one is not allowed to eat those peyos on Shabbos is based on the fact that any achila on Shabbos is considered an achilas keva. And one is not allowed to eat an achilas keva, even if the peyos are not yet tevel. And even kodem gemar malach, there is an iser of achilas keva. So again, from Tosfos it comes out that there are two halachas of Shabbos. One halach of Shabbos is that Shabbos actually makes the peyos tevel. It takes the place of Re'ez Pnei Abayis to actually make the peyos tevel. And then there is a second halacha of Shabbos Kevas Ma'isres, that on Shabbos itself one is not allowed to eat peyos based on the fact that any achila on Shabbos is considered an achilas keva. Getting back to Rashi, the Rashi holds that one is asur to eat the peyos mitzoy Shabbos only if the peyos were actually set aside for Shabbos. B'chura, the explanation for Rashi is based on that the Rashi understands that Shabbos is kevas ma'isis is fundamentally different from Re'ias Pnei Abayis and the other kevim. That Shabbos is kevas ma'isis is not because the Shabbos actually makes the peyos tevel, but rather we say that achila on Shabbos, eating peyos Shabbos, is considered an achilas keva. And therefore Rashi understands that we say the one is not allowed to eat peyos even on Mitzoy Shabbos is only because we see the eating of the peyos after Shabbos is as if he's eating the leftovers of Shabbos. And therefore, since he's eating the leftovers of Shabbos, even that achila is considered an achilas keva. And for that reason, only peyos that were set aside for Shabbos are also on Mitzoy Shabbos, because only peyos that were set aside for Shabbos do we see the achila on Mitzoy Shabbos as an achila of the leftovers of Shabbos. And so do we find that Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna, in the end of Perakei Melachas Maaser, explains in the sheets of the Rambam, that the Rambam says if one started eating from before Shabbos, which is the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar, that one is allowed to finish a Mitzoy Shabbos, that one is allowed to finish a Mitzoy Shabbos is based on the fact that he started eating before Shabbos. And as Rabbi Chaim explained, since he started eating before Shabbos, we cannot see the achila mitzoy Shabbos as eating the leftovers of Shabbos. Because he started eating those fruits not only on Shabbos, but even before Shabbos he started eating those fruits. And since we can't see the achila as eating the leftovers of Shabbos, for that reason one will be allowed to be gomel mitzoy Shabbos based on the fact that we can't see that achila mitzoy Shabbos as the eating of the leftovers of Shabbos. So again, according to Rashi, Ulchayra come out that the one is usher to eat the peyos mitzoy Shabbos is not because then we say the peyos became tevel, but rather because then we say that even the achila mitzoy Shabbos is considered an achilas keva. Ulchayra, there is a tremendous nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. That Tosfos understands that peyos nigma malachtan Shabbos actually makes the peyos into tevel. Rashi, on the other hand, seems to hold that even by Peyos Nigma Malachtan, we do not say that through Shabbos the Peyos actually become Tevel. L'chayr nafkamina will be if one will be allowed to go and feed these Peyos to an animal. According to Tosfos, that the Peyos become Tevel, one is not allowed to feed Tevel to an animal. On the other hand, according to Rashi, that the Peyos are not Tevel, all it is, the whole Isser is based on that the Achilah is considered an Achilah's Kaval, one would be allowed to go and feed the animals to a behemoth. and Ochira, so too one sees in the Mogravam and Simich and Ches, that Perish Nigmar Malachton, even though Shabbos Kivasa Maestro is the one who will be allowed to go and feed these Perish to a behemoth. And Ochira Pshan, the Mogravam, is based on Shitas Rashi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.